So this fall, a new book and documentary by Shane Salerno about J.D. Salinger, who you infamously or famously wrote about and in your memoir, is being released. It's been a very, very secretive project, and I'm wondering if you were interviewed for it.
You know, I was not able to say this for a long time because the project was under wraps, but it's now a known thing that I'm in the film because I'm in the trailer, so it's in theaters. I haven't seen the film. I have no idea if I'm in the film for 5 seconds or 1 minute. It tells the story of a man's very long life, and I knew that man for exactly 12 months of that long life. So it's certainly, I don't expect that I'm a huge part of it, nor should I be. But I would just say that I never felt that I wrote about J.D. Salinger. I wrote about myself. And J.D. Salinger sought me out and chose to be a part of my life. But I would have no business saying who Salinger was. I knew him briefly when I was very young. But the fact of that experience has certainly dogged me, not by my choice, but you know, it comes up wherever I go. And I made the decision I wasn't going to adhere to this unwritten rule. You're not supposed to, you know, anybody who mentions his name, who you know knew him, is suddenly a traitor. I think every human being has a right to tell the truth about his or her experience, and part of my experience was Salinger writing me letters and changing my life because of it.
Do you think that's New Hampshire? I mean, I
no.
I live in a small town. There is this sort of don't ask, don't tell.
No.
And what is it?
Believe me, I've lived in California and I've gone lots of other places. No, I think what is unique, I mean, New Hampshire has a certain protectiveness that I actually appreciate. People don't air everything about themselves and respect privacy. That's an admirable quality that I can respect. This is something different, and it really is unique to the Salinger story, which is, you know, that long ago the word was set down one must not speak of him. And I followed that set of rules for a long time. I was forbidden to do that by him, but at huge cost to my own ability to make sense of my life. So when I was in my 40s when I finally published At Home in the World, and I know that until I had a daughter of my own, the age that I had been when I met Jerry Salinger, I had felt that my ultimate loyalty must be to this great and important man. But when my daughter turned the age that I was, and I imagined her in that experience, there was no question where my loyalty went. It was to the girl. I could see that for my daughter. I couldn't necessarily, I think this is true of many women. We can recognize what our children need and not necessarily what we deserve. I didn't set out to hurt or destroy him. Just I wrote a book about what happened in my life. That was part of it.
And is the takeaway there that you would never tell your daughter or tell anybody to, you know, don't be afraid of just saying what happened?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And from all appearances, my children have taken this lesson very well. One of my sons has been a musician and a hip-hop artist, and his song lyrics, there's not too much he doesn't say. And I hope that, I'm sure I was an embarrassing mother at times to have. I know, you know, that I was. But I also hope that they saw from my example, you know, I'm never going to tell them what they should and should not say. I want them to know freedom. There are so many ways that our lives are circumscribed. One thing, you know, we don't have the freedom necessarily to, you know, travel where we want, do the work we want to do, climb the mountains, but we should be able to just speak our truth. I would never get in the way of anybody saying that. Even if they said some things that were tough about me, they'd have a right to do that.